Richie.
Hi, Eddie. Is that present for me?
Nope, it's for Laura. I gotta go stash it someplace.
Gee, I hope you don't hide it where she hid your present.
Richie, are you telling me you know where my present is hidden?
Forget it, Eddie. There's no way I'm talking.
$2.
Garage, gray file cabinet, bottom drawer.
Hey, Richie.
Hi, Laura. Is that present for me?
No, it's for Dad. I gotta find some place to hide it.
Gee, I hope you don't put it where he hid yours.
You know where my present's hidden?
Forget it. There's no way I'm talking.
$2.
Uncle Carl's room under the bed inside the luggage. Boy, business is booming this year. I wish I had a bigger family.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Oh, please. Don't shovel that Christmas garbage my way.
Oh! What elf bit your butt?
I get into work this morning, and there's this poor guy filing a burglary report. It seems somebody stole all his family's Christmas gifts from his house.
Oh, how terrible!
Wait a minute, there's more. Turns out that he lost his job, and he doesn't have any money to buy new presents for his 7 hungry kids. So I get the idea. Pass the hat so this poor, unfortunate victim can at least buy food and gifts for his family.
Oh, Carl, you're sweet. You're a good man.
I'm an idiot, Harriet. It was a con. He's a crook. He goes from city to city telling the same sob story. He doesn't have any kids. He took advantage of my sympathy. And he spent the money on cheap wine and hookers.
Unbelievable.
I tell you, Harriet, Christmas brings out the worst in people.
Oh, no, it doesn't, Carl.
Oh, yeah? This afternoon, I arrested 2 charity Santas who had gotten into a knife fight over a good corner.
Well, at least the knife fight was for a good cause.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, Feliz Navidad, Carl. What's the holiday haps, Paps?
Well, I was going to wrap this crystal music box. It's a present for Harry.
Oh. Oh, Purdy. It looks expensive.
Good. Steve, could you hand me the...
Not while I'm cutting.
Oh,
emphasize speed over appearance.
Gifts are like people. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Now, gifts are like fish. Wrap them badly and they stink. Well, I'm done.
Me too.
Carl?
Hmm?
Would you like for me to wrap that for you?
Yeah. But be very, very careful.
Oh, of course. Don't get your tinsel in a tizzy.
Okay. Hey. You know, I gotta hand it to you, Steve. This gift is so beautiful it could be framed.
No, it couldn't. Because it's a picture frame.
Ooh, this one's heavy.
Yeah, that's a gift from my best bud, Edo. Why, it's a 20-pound... dumbbell. You want to go shopping, big guy? Yeah. Let's do that. Why, we'll put on our galoshes and we'll leave a note for Harriet, okay? Yeah. It's snowing hard outside, so we'd better take the train. Oh, yeah. You like the train, don't you, big guy? Can't you just feel the love in the air?
No, I can't.
Well, I do. My love is everywhere. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Steve, put a cork in it. There are 9 cars on this train, and you've gotten us kicked out of 8 of them.
Drop dead, Four Eyes. What's so funny, Fatso?
Hey, look who's here. It's Santa Claus. Say, Santa, what are you doing here on this train? Whatever happened to your sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer?
I sold them to buy this.
After all, you have to admit, we did have a wonderful time shopping together.
Oh, really? What was the wonderful part? The excruciatingly long lines, the rude salespeople, or that kid who upchucked in my shopping bag?
You don't see the humor in that?
No. I am so miserable. My feet hurt, my head aches, and I'm with you. This has got to be the worst Christmas of my life.
Don't say that, big guy. Things will get better.
Well, they can't get any worse. Well, I was wrong. They just got worse.
Sorry, folks. Power outage. Merry Christmas. Attention, passengers. I've got some good news. I just spoke with dispatch, and we should be up and rolling in just a few hours.
Perfect. Just perfect.
Okay, I'll be a funster, not a glumster.
What?
Well, just because we're stuck doesn't mean the fun has to stop.
When did it start?
Right now. Say, everybody, want to play a game?
No! Come on!
minute, ma'am. Why don't you lead us all in a rousing game of Simon Says?
Sit down, or I'll give you a face full of pepper gas.
You're out already. You didn't say Simon Says.
Simon Says, go suck an egg.
Now, listen, folks. Now, we can sit here like gloomy Gusses and Gerties, or we can all band together and fill this train full of Christmas spirit.
Hey, you. See this train?
Uh-huh.
If you don't shut up, you're going to be the angel on top.
Hey. Now, you listen to me, Mr. Grinch. I will not be bullied on Christmas Eve. Well, I set out to spread some Christmas cheer, and, dagnabbit, I won't rest until this entire cabin is how-how-howing.
Will you please give it a rest?
Well, stand up, ma'am.
What?
Well, you, of all people, should be filled with the joy of Christmas.
Why?
Well, here we are on the eve of the day we celebrate the birth of our Savior, and you, too, are great with child.
I'm not pregnant.
Ow! You can sit back down now.
You know, I could break you in half.
Here's a neato idea. How about a sing-along?
Oh, come on!
Steve. These people are not exactly a sing-along group.
Oh, sure they are, Carl. Well, I have the perfect song, too. The 12 Days of Christmas. What do you say about that, everybody? Woo! Ow! Okay, everybody gets to be a day. Carl, you're the first day of Christmas.
Oh, joy.
Santa, you're the second. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Okay. Let's wail. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves. And a partridge and a pear tree. Oh, don't worry, everybody. We're getting it. We're getting it. Woo! Oh!
And Joseph took Mary, who was great with child, up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Mom, are you okay?
I'm worried about your father.
I'm sure he'll be all right, Mom.
But he's been gone for hours. There's a blizzard, and his power's out.
Mom, but he's not alone. He's with... Steve!
Oh.
Wild gummers jumping, and lemon pipers piping, and more than leaping. Wild ladies dancing. 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying.
5 golden rings!
4 calling birds, 3 finches, and 2 turtle doves. Telling Santa what we want for Christmas.
I got a better idea. Let's all take turns pounding your face with whatever objects we happen to bring with us.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on her, Carl.
Listen, pal, about your son here.
He's not my son.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't admit it either. But you brought Nerd Boy on this train, so it's your responsibility. Shut him up, or one of us will.
Yeah.
Steve,
why do you always do this?
Well, Carl, I wanted to make everybody feel better.
Well, you haven't. Now, you just made everybody feel worse. Now, sit down and be quiet. Are you okay, Steve?
Carl, it's Christmas Eve, and everybody's supposed to be happy. But instead, everybody's mad at everybody else. Listen, folks. I know. You're all tired and hungry, and you want to be at home spending Christmas Eve with your families. But does sitting here being grumpy make you feel any better? Well, I think not. Ma'am? Well, I notice you have several shopping bags. Might those bags contain gifts?
Might.
For who?
For my grandkids.
How many do you have?
7. 4 boys and 3 girls.
Oh, that's terrific. And I bet you'll feel great when you see their happy faces on Christmas morning.
Yes, I will.
And Miss, well, I couldn't help but notice that beautiful engagement ring of yours.
Oh, yeah. It's real diamonds. Belonged to Roger's mother.
Why, will this be your first Christmas with Roger?
Yes.
Will you ever forget it?
No, never.
And Santa!
What?
Why, you're one of the symbols of Christmas. Children all over the world believe in you. Why, you make their dreams come true. And I have a hunch you're a darn good Santa.
Well, people have always complimented me on my ho-ho-hos.
And how does that make you feel?
Pretty good.
You see, folks, Christmas isn't a place. It's a feeling. It's the love and warmth of friends and family. It's a feeling we get in our hearts this time of year. And we take that feeling with us wherever we go. Why, Christmas can even be here, on this cold, dark train.
I'll give it a try.
Carl, we were so worried about you.
Everything is fine. Steve and I were stuck on the L train when the blackout hit.
Well, you still don't have power here?
Nope. It's been out for hours.
Well, it's Christmas time. and we just have to believe that everything is going to be all right. Right, Steve?
All right, big guy.
Harriet, I've invited Steve to spend the night.
You have? I thought you said you were okay.
I'm more than okay. Thanks to Steve, he reminded me of what Christmas is all about. You know what I need? A big hug from my family.
Oh,
come on,
yes,
over here. Come on. Hey, come on over here, Steve.
Want me too? Wow, this really must be Christmas.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Warner Brothers Television.